And we're live.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein with my partner, Dr. Randy Ross. Today's episode is brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be, and Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day, and The System, the official marketing program of healthcare practitioners everywhere, and the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live hangouts, just like this one, to the desktop, iPhone, and iPad of all the people that have you in their circles. And now, here's Dr. Randy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Oh, there it goes. Wait one second. I always forget to turn off my my iPhone, Dr. Allen, and it pops up on there. Okay. Well, welcome everyone. I'm Dr. Randy Ross, your co-host for today's hangout. I want to welcome everyone. Let us know where you're hanging out from if you're watching this in all of the multiple places that were syndicated other than the VIP app. There's a little comment box. I'm hanging out from the Jersey Shore, and Dr. Allen joins us from the beautiful Berkshire Mountains. We also put in the link to come on into the room if those of you that would like to. One of the things we learned last week, because people kept getting error messages and they were messaging us, they can't get in the room, we learned that if you have that problem, open Chrome and put the link in there. Just, I guess, control some of the traffic. And make sure that your webcam's on and you have a pair of earbuds so we don't have to deal with the noise if you come in the room, which we do welcome you. Today we're going to start a little bit of a new series where we're going to, you know, turn it really into the promotion and the publicity that comes along with, you know, being in your community, hosting a community health program, as well as all this relationship marketing elements that we've been talking about over the last, I guess, 6 months, you know, to really show you how. And I think we termed it, let me see here, technology's role in your success. And you can go to the next slide, Dr. Allen. And I think, you know, something we all understand, hopefully you all understand, some more than others, is technology's really, it's no longer an option. At one point, it might have been. And, you know, Dr. Allen, I remember when the first computers came along, we were so sound like a dinosaur, but it was around 1994, and I remember being in the office, and we got our first computer for the office, and it was basically for billing, or kind of rudimentary version of electronic billing, and keeping patient records, and sending reports, and things like that, and nobody had a website. And you fast forward 10 years, and pretty much, you know, everybody had a website for the most part, whereas today, if you don't have a website, people probably wouldn't even do business with you. They would think you were so out of touch and so antiquated. And I think one of the things that's really important that we're gonna touch on today, you know, and again, always time depends upon how much we get to, is that you need to understand that you can't be antiquated with technology anymore. And everything changes really quick today. And, you know, for some people, they say it almost seems like another job, and you can't look at it that way. It's a requirement in business the same way you send out a bill to someone that owes you money or an insurance company, or the same way when you have a product that you're selling, you actually take money for that product and then account for it. You know, technology is the same thing, and especially your website. Trust me, I can tell you that people judge you by your website. So those of you that still have a website from, like, you know, the 1990s, now might be the time to take a look at that process. And when you want to be found to be an authority, if your website is, you know, not really user-friendly and people have a hard time navigating it, or actually if your website is very antiquated and has, and you haven't been using the latest systems to do everything, you might not even be found, which kind of makes your website useless. Dr. Allen, did I hear you on mute?
Yes, I actually wanted to say my first computer was a Commodore 64. I don't know if you remember that, but it had 64 I think, kilobytes of storage on it. And it had no programs. You couldn't do anything with it. So I wrote a program. It was the first computer I had. I wrote a program to list all my jazz albums by category, by musician, by type of jazz, or, you know, the instrument, who played on it. And I ran out of space. I have 10,000 jazz albums, and I ran out of space on the computer to do a stupid program like that. Now it's like nothing. I mean, you could do that program and not even use up anything on your computer.
And then you know, have it all stored on your iPhone right in the palm of your hand, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, you know, things have really changed. Just so everyone knows, this slide we have up there are the different elements that we're going to address as the weeks go on. Dr. Allen, you can go to the next slide. And yeah, and also, if everyone remembers, these, they were like monster monitors. I remember we had a pretty large front desk area where my staff sat, and this thing took up like a big section, you know, whereas today we're all down to, most people are working on tablets or laptops. So, you know, technology has advanced. Let me say this, if you're still using a business computer that has like a big back side of it, you might want to think that now's the time to do a little upgrading.
Well, you know, the funny part about that is, you know, I'm not a television person. I hate television. So I held out as long as I could. And we had in my wife's room, she had a Sony, a Trinitron, which, you know, sticks about 4 feet off the wall because the back of the bed was so huge for the picture tube in those days. I finally broke down last year and got a flat screen TV.
It's funny, you know, my daughter's 13, and when the kids are little, with the big giant TVs, it's always a fear as they start to stand that they're going to pull on this TV that weighs like 100 pounds that's going to fall on them. You know, today TVs are, you know, probably weigh like 15 pounds, so lots of changes. So those of you, like I said, if you still have some computers that have a big kind of backside, so to speak, you know, might be time to do some upgrading. The great news is they've come down in cost. I remember my first computer for the office was something ridiculous. It was like $7,000 or something. It didn't really even do that much. So, you know, this is just a part of doing business today. And if you're not on the technology bandwagon, you're missing a lot of growth in your business. And that's what we want to kind of, you know, address here today. You know, and there's a lot of things that go into, we're talking about your websites, anybody that's just joined us, how technology is important in your business. And, you know, it's really important that your website is not just having something up there. And we're gonna turn this to Dr. Allen in a minute, because this is certainly his area of expertise. And something that I know him and I talk about all the time that kind of drives us both a little bit crazy is when people don't understand some of the do's and don'ts of websites. And it's not by any fault of your own. You know, if this isn't your field, technology, then, you know, it's something that you don't know, and some people are good at picking it up and some people aren't. And for those that aren't, what happens that you really have to understand is when people land on your page, and Dr. Allen, I'm sure, will correct me in the near future if my numbers are off, you literally have like 12 to 16 seconds to capture their attention. In other words, you think about it. When you go to a web page, within a few seconds, whether you realize it or not, you know if you're going to stay on that page. So if you don't have certain elements in your website designed properly, and it's drawing people's eyes to certain places, it might be having certain contact, it might be certain navigation procedures, people are going to leave. And if your website is outdated, you know, that's the worst. I landed on one the other day, and it was literally like a page. So first I thought it was just like a landing page, and I tried to look further, but that's all they had. Now, to me, that's someone that is not business savvy, that I personally probably wouldn't even work with on a coaching perspective, because they're so far behind. You know, that's like 15 years ago. And with technology, you really need to be updating. But kind of the flip side of that, that often is just as bad, and I land on these as well, is when you land on a page that's what I call, you know, the schizophrenic versions of websites, where you don't even know where to, where, like, your eyes don't even know where to go. And those kind of pages make me a little bit dizzy. So, sometimes what we say when you, if you have a website like that, one of the things you might want to take a look at is what we refer to as add by subtract and really organizing things. And I think the one of the most important things, and then we're going to toss it to Dr. Allen because I know he could be really helpful in this, is that for those of us that are not in technology, whether you're, you know, a health provider or some kind of institution that's with us and viewing this or viewing this in a replay, very often, you know, you're taking advice and information from people that are putting themselves out as an authority, and sometimes they are, and sometimes they aren't. You might even be at a conference where there's someone standing on a platform, so right away we assume that you know, they're the expert, telling you about what they can do for you, and a lot of times these people are not authorities. And we wind up being in a situation where, you know, we're with them for a period of time, and then we realize that they're not effective, and they're really not helping you the way that you thought. And then you got to kind of backtrack and clean up and do a lot of changing, and that can often be, you know, be frustrating. And I think what you really need to learn to do, and this is really important, is to actually learn what are the questions that you want to ask someone that's either developing a web page for you, managing one, someone that's telling you they could do everything under the sun. The other thing that I want to make sure that that Dr. Allen addresses, and maybe he could kind of almost give us a list of questions that you should be asking people before you decide who to work with, whether they come recommended or not. You know, sometimes those of us that don't understand the technology of how a website should help our business often go on and it looks pretty and it looks great and that's what we go by. Well, you know, pretty really doesn't grow our business. But one of the other things is some of these, what we often refer to as cookie cutter websites, template websites. I want Dr. Allen to explain to people how sometimes that does not help your business as far as being found on any kind of search engine. And it's kind of a little trade secret that a lot of people won't tell you. But when you have this knowledge and you talk to someone about your website, whether it's creating a new one, updating what you have, whatever it might be, you're going to be, you know, informed enough to be asking the right questions. So, Dr. Allen, can I toss it back to you?
Sure. Did you see that Jeannie Sauter coming in today?
Okay, well, awesome. Why, Jeannie, I look forward to you having you join us in the room. Come on in. Come on down, as they say.
Come on down. I said, come on in. The weather's fine. Right?
It is today, actually.
Let's see if I can figure out how to get myself back here,
okay.
Which should not take me too long, and I think this is the trick right here. Yeah.
You know, for some of you listening, you might think that this is a little out of, I would say, out of the box of what we teach, but, you know, having an effective website or having an ineffective website is something that's so important to understand the difference. So, Dr. Allen, why don't you first, you know, talk to us, maybe, I don't know if you just call it the do's and the don'ts, or just, you know, give people a few questions that they should be asking when interviewing someone that's managing their website or promising them the world about what they can do if they come on board with their company.
Okay. First, I want to just make a correction because the 12-second thing that Dr. Randy said...
I knew it was wrong.
Yeah, it used to be 12 seconds, then it went to 7 seconds. Now you have 3 seconds, literally 3 seconds. That's pretty much the new statistics that you have for someone to engage someone on your website. So first, I will say that there are 3 questions that the website must answer as soon as someone gets to the website. And Evan Pagan, who is a very famous marketer, he's built, I think, 12 companies. The first 10 companies did over $1 million each. These are web companies, you know, his businesses that were on the web, excuse me. One did, I think, $10 million, another one did $20 million, and then he sold one of those companies for $100 million. So he pretty much knows what he's talking about, I'd say. This is a pretty good guy to use. And he always says there are 3 questions that your website must answer immediately if you want people to stay there for more than 3 seconds. And that would be, number one, what is it? Question number two, what's it about? And question number three, what's in it for me? Or what do I get? In other words, that's what the viewer is asking. The viewer wants to know, what is this? What's this is all about? And what am I going to get when I land on that website? If you don't get those questions answered in 3 seconds, they're literally gone. And I actually had a website that I was working with somebody, a doctor, last week, although I can't remember the link. I might have it here. And I don't show this to embarrass anyone. Let me see if I can pull this up, Dr. Randy, because this would be a great example. And if I can, great. If I can't, we'll just go on. I wanted to show you this one site here. And we might be there in a minute. Yeah. And so I'm going to show you this website, and I hope this works. And I'm not sure if I could. Let me see if I could send this in a new window, a new tab, or a new window. Let me try this, Dr. Randy, and if not, I'll come right back, and I'll apologize if I screw this up.
I think that's pretty shocking that for anybody listening, it should be shocking that you literally have 3 seconds to answer 3 questions. And, you know, I don't want everybody to do it now, but when we're done here, you know, in 15 minutes or so, I think that it's a really important exercise for you to, you know, try and be a little bit of a voyeur and land on your website and see if you answer those questions in 3 seconds.
I will tell you that most people won't. I'm going to show you the screen share for a second. I hope this is okay. This is somebody's website, and this is what you see when you come to the website right now. And you can see it says, "We are what we think." It's a quote from Buddha. "Failure cannot cope with persistence" is a quote from Napoleon Hill. And the last thing is the short answer is doing, a quote from Herbert. I don't even know who Herbert is. And imagination is greater than detail, and that, of course, is Albert Einstein. So I'm going to go back from that. I don't want to stay on that site because it's. I just wanted to make a point. So with looking at that website, the first question you'd ask is, what is it? Well, it looks like a website of quotes. So I would say it's probably some type of motivational website, which it's not.
Yeah, I would think it was like some kind of coach or a therapist or, you know, someone that does lifestyle things, that kind of stuff. That's what I would think it was, just what you showed me.
Right. Well, the truth of the matter is, since we have to guess what it is, we already know that's not what it should be. So they don't know what it is. So whenever you go to your website, you have to ask yourself, who is it about, and is it about them, or is it about you? And it better be about them, and everything you have should say things like you and your. Let me give you another example, if you guys don't mind, as long as I'm working on this, because I think it's helpful. Do you think it's helpful?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, these are so many things that people don't understand. You know, they have a website, they think it looks pretty. I'm guilty of this sometimes myself, you know, when we build websites. You know, I think, well, it's got to look a certain way. Whereas you've taught me a lot over the years that, you know, the look often has absolutely nothing to do with it, which is what you're teaching us. And I think everybody needs to learn that.
Yeah, I'll show you another thing here. This one is... let me just get this one loaded up so I can show you.
So, Dr. Allen, while you're doing that, can you tell us what that person was, what that website was, what business it was?
Yes, that person was a chiropractor. That was a doctor. So that was a chiropractor. So no one would have gotten that from the website.
No. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Let me show you another one right here. This is, again, it doesn't matter. This is a great business. These people are great. Their services are amazing. They are brilliant in what they do in terms of treatment. But one of the things they have on these website is all these pictures. And what are these pictures about? Well, first of all, the first thing you need to know, which you cannot tell, is that these pictures require you put your mouse over the picture. When you put your mouse over the picture tells you you can go to a link. And let me just show you how that works here. Let me go to the website. Notice, do you see now I put my mouse over, it says acupuncture?
Yes.
This one's colon hydrotherapy. This one's hypnotherapy. This one's emotional freedom technique. This one's ACMOS energy balancing. This is people with a foot fetish. this guy's doing the I pledge allegiance to the flag, but someone's helping him hold his hand up. Here's the problem with that.
Wow.
Is this... Is this about the person who's visiting? Well, first of all, unless they are a woman that wants acupuncture needles or thinks that holding your belly is something I need or whatever they're doing, they're not going to think it's about them. The second problem is, although the website's beautiful and it has that technical aspect of putting your mouse over and bring, no one knows to put your mouse over, but let's say that I'm coming there and I have migraine headaches, just as an example. So by chance, I put my mouse, it goes, well, I don't know if that's good for migraine headaches. This obviously is good for my belly, but I have a headache. This one looks like it's about someone sleeping. Well, I do go to sleep when I have a headache. How many of these things do you think I'm going to put my mouse over before I say I'm out of here because it's just too much stuff? So, and it says here, learn more about each of our services. Well, it's not about me then. It's about you and your services. Another example of a website that you don't want to have.
And you know, Dr. Allen, I guarantee that that's a person that convinced someone that this is the latest technology and this will get you something. The other thing that I've learned about some of these things that I don't think you all know is instead of if you have all those services in a drop down in your tabs on the top, that's going to give you better search engine optimization. Dr. Allen, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but these images, if you cursor over them, like that, but the images, if you cursor over them, if they don't go to the main menu to look for it, you get no search engine optimization out of that, do you?
Yes, you don't get any search engine optimization out of it, or very little, I should say. So the key to the game is, and let me get off this, I don't know if I'm still showing this or not.
So this is, to me, is a perfect example of someone that entrusted someone that came across as an authority, told them they knew the latest, the greatest, you know, in websites, what's going to get them the most growth and on page one of Google, but obviously that person is not an authority. So how would I interview someone? What are the three questions I should ask?
Well, the first question is, please send me the links to three of your best websites.
Okay.
If those three websites don't answer the question, what is it, what's it about, and what's in it for me, run for the hills.
Okay, that's good advice.
That's pretty simple, yes?
Yep.
Yeah, that was the first thing. The second thing is, I would ask them, what platform do they build their website on, and is it open source or not?
What does that mean in layman's terms?
Open source means that they build a website, they're using a website platform that other programmers can make features, plugins, and add-ons to that you can get for reasonably either no money or very cheap that makes your job very much easier. So, for example, I always recommend to all my clients to build a website on WordPress, because since WordPress is open source, I can get all the search engine optimization tools I need to get my website found and get most of those for free, add it to my platform, and not have to pay somebody hundreds of dollars a month to build up my search engine optimization, because these plugins will do most of it automatically.
Okay.
So if someone's building a website and they're building a website that they're using the same skin website, platform with a different skin for a group. Like I build websites, let's say, for medical doctors. I build websites for chiropractors. I build websites for nutritionists. Well, chances are you build the exact same website for everybody. Each person just picks a skin, and that skin itself is the only difference. And then you have the identical information except for where you're located and your name. That means that you're not going to get found because Google sees that as the same website, even though it's not.
I just want to follow up before you go on with that, because I think that's a really important point, because I know a lot of people that watch us are in these groups of professions where they are going to these companies that have, you know, I call them cookie cutter template sites where, yeah, your sleeve's a little different, your name and all your stuff is different. But I don't think people understand that Google views that all as individual pages. I'm sorry, as the same pages as far as search engine. But do you think that someone that has no technology skills is never going to develop anything, can still have the same amount of information that's available on some of these cookie cutter sites that you get if you build your own, where they give you the content for a newsletter and things like that? Like, what other options do people have? They're not going to write content every week.
No, well, the truth of the matter is, that having more is not better. So in actuality, you don't need to have 100 pages with 50 links, because you don't want to give people when they – you want it to be very, very simple, and that is they land on your page, they find out what it is, what's it about, and what do they get, and then if they you give them something good, they'll want to either give you their name, their contact information, or whatever it is to find out more, and that's what the goal of a website is. The goal of a website is not to educate the world on every single thing you've ever done. If you think that I need 100 tabs because I want them to know everything about what I do, then I got news for you. Then you're going to find out that you don't have a good website, because a good website captures leads or converts those leads into actual clients. So all you want to do is have a website to capture the lead and get them into an autoresponder. Then you want to make sure that you do have good content, but that content's fresh and something you're doing on a regular basis, which the only choice you have right now is a video blog. If you don't have a video blog, you have a non-existing blog and a non-existing website, and so that's another thing. So we have two questions here.
Yep.
Give me a list of all the top three websites you've ever designed.
Yep.
That was the first one. Second one is, what platform are you using?
Okay.
So because we want to know that. The next thing we want to know is basically where they stand in the search engines themselves. As far as, you don't need to ask that question, you could look it up yourself, but you want to know, if I'm building websites, where do I stand if I do a search in, you know, my area for website design? Are they going to ever show up? If they're not going to show up, they probably are not very good at search engine optimization. Now, you want to do that on a local level, to be fair, so that, you know, you could do, who are the best website designers in, you know, West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, to see if anybody, if those that person shows up. That would be another question that I'd ask. I would ask that person, of the top three websites that they sent you to, if they could tell you the number of unique visitors that person has, how long that person stays on the website, how many pages they visit when people come to those websites, so that you know, are they really engaging people, or does it have a high disconnect rate? You'll see on these analytics, the Google Analytics, you'll see some people not only won't go to a second page on your website, but they will drop off the website immediately, and you could see that statistic. It shows you that statistic in the Google Analytics, so that's another important thing that you want to see. And then the last question you want to ask them is, if they're building websites for people in the same niche, like we were talking about a minute ago, do they stop Google from crawling the sites? In other words, a sign of duplicated content is they don't allow Google to crawl their sites because they don't want to get punished for putting the exact same content on every site. And a lot of these companies that make websites for groups, you know, dental, chiropractic, medical, that specialty is designing those websites, they will not allow Google to crawl the websites to find the content because the content's all identical. Last thing you want to not ask, but you could look, is when you look at those three websites, how long does it take for the images to load?
Oh, I love that one, when a picture loads from the top to the bottom.
Oh, yeah, very slow because they don't know what they're doing. How much valuable real estate in the what's above the fold, meaning how much you see on the website before you have to scroll down, that is the most valuable website. What is there and how important it is to engage you? If you see a website that has a giant picture, no matter what it is, before you get down to the meat, that is a website that is someone who's building a website that's design is based on a technology and on a 15-year-ago understanding of what engages people on websites. If someone loads a big picture in the valuable real estate section of your website, 79% of the people will not scroll down, so that if they don't see it right away, they just leave. So you have to ask. You can see that yourself. If they're using stock photos, that means they buy a photo of a family having fun, hugging each other, all that nonsense. Not that having a family that hugs each other is nonsense. I mean, the image is nonsense. That's another sign of a website I would never use, because you want to use images of you. You're engaging with your customers and clients, not stock photos. So stock photos is another sign. So you can ask questions and you can look yourself and pretty much know how good a website is and how engaging it is. And I think that's really the most important piece.
Well, that's it. And for everyone listening, in case you weren't, you should always be prepared to take notes when we throw the camera to Dr. Allen. But I just went and I put up some notes, and please don't send me emails about my spelling errors of what Dr. Allen just went over.
Yes, and check to see if there are any spelling errors on their website.
That's why I don't build websites. I cannot spell. I can't tell you how often people correct me. And then my fallback is always Albert Einstein couldn't spell, so I feel like I'm in good company. But anyway, I just put some of the notes that Dr. Allen shared with us up on the Google Plus event page that you could, if you're not on there, you can navigate over to there if you like, so you can see those notes. And you know, I think these things are so important. As much as I know, I just learned a few things that I wasn't sure about. And people, I just really think that technology has evolved so fast that it can be an amazing tool for you to grow your business, to connect with people, because this is what people are doing now. Everybody, you know, what's your website? They don't have to sit in front of a computer anymore. You know, there was a time when you had to sit down at a computer to look someone up. Now you're just walking around, it's on your phone or whatever tablet you're on. So go ahead, Dr. Allen.
Yeah, that's a good point. That was another thing you want to ask. When you get the list of those three websites, visit those three websites on your phone. See if they're mobile compatible, because if you're not mobile compatible, you are literally, you know, up the creek without a paddle. So when they send you their three best websites, if they send you the three best websites and you look, goes, what is it? And, you know, if people wanted to right now, if people wanted to and they sent me their URL, we could do this on another show. We could, without trying to embarrass anybody, we could literally tell you in 3 seconds if you have a good website or not.
You know what we could do, Dr. Allen? Because I'm in the process of a whole redo, maybe we could look at my website and we could pick it apart and tell me all the things that are wrong with it.
Okay. Well, I think that might be a good idea. You just have to have thick skin when you do that. You know, it's really a good idea to have thick skin, because otherwise you can get really depressed. And don't send us a URL of a website that the person who designed it is over 6'5". I don't want to need to go into the witness protection program.
But again, this is such important information, and I always feel that people just don't know. And I think it's the worst thing in the world, entering into some type of relationship or agreement when you're trusting the person on the other side. And I'm not even saying they do it all intentionally. I think that they really just don't know often. So I think that this little bit of information that you got here today is going to arm you so well, because one of the things that I know is that when you start asking people questions where you look like you have a little bit of knowledge, you know, all of a sudden, if they're still an authority, they're going to be proud to show you their work. But if maybe they're not, they might start backpedaling a little bit. Or maybe not be as confident as they are. So, you know, make sure you're getting your questions answered. And if somebody does not want to share websites with you, want to give you Google Analytics, if somebody doesn't want to give you that, and I think one of the things that Dr. Allen, you know, shared that I wrote here, that it was you know, asking for those click features from Google Analytics. You know, how long are people staying on the pages that they're building? You know, are they clicking on other pages? You know, that's important things to know, because when you look at someone that's got a great website and they have good click rates and people are staying on the page a little bit longer and they're going to multiple pages. I don't know. Are those of you watching Dr. Allen, who's Blue Box, you know, having a little love fest with that's not Max. Which one is that? I always forget which dog that is. Anyway, I think that these are really important questions. Please use this information. And as a matter of fact, if you have a website, go back and do the experiments we just taught you. You know, do you answer the three questions? Why don't you go back to whoever designed your site and say, hey, I'd like to take a look at some of the other sites you built. What are my Google Analytics? Dr. Allen, I can guarantee you that more than 50% of the people never look at their Google Analytics. You know, call up your web person, or maybe you can go into your website and do it yourself. Some of them are designed that way. If you don't know how, call whatever the tech support and say, hey, I want to look at these three features. And look at them. And you might want to sit down, because you might be really disappointed. But knowledge is power, and when you're armed, you can take steps to make that correction. And, you know, you could really increase your business by what goes on your website. Dr. Allen, I know you want to jump in here.
Yeah, one of the things that I do marketing for a lot of businesses, those that are outside of the health world as well as inside the health world, and I actually do the marketing for a malpractice insurance carrier, which is a great malpractice insurance carrier called Cairo Secure. They do it for chiropractors, they do it for acupuncturists, but they're great. But that's not the point. But they hired me to help redo their websites and do all their search engine, social media marketing, and everything else. And we're actually going to start a live show for them, a live hangout to help health professionals understand the minefield of the medical legal arena in terms of practicing. But we took a site, their acupuncture site, and rebuilt that site as a WordPress site. And in literally 2 months' time, we quadrupled the visitors to that site, unique visitors every month, just by changing the website to a WordPress website. We were literally able to quadruple the number of hits they get every month from unique people, because all of a sudden they started showing up in the search engines because we used WordPress, and of course we did a lot of backlink type of things with video, but ultimately the plugins from WordPress made it so much more SEO friendly that it was just totally amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that can be done. You know, we're just kind of giving you the basics here because we want everyone to at least be armed with some knowledge so that you can, you know, move forward and ask the right questions and start looking at your data. Hey, I think anyone, if you've never looked at your Google Analytics, go ahead and look at it. See how many unique visitors there are to your page and how long people are staying there. You know, that's a good direction for tweaking your site. If you're not getting visitors, then we know that your search engine optimization and everything else is wrong. If you are getting visitors but they're not converting, well, then that's a whole nother issue. So, you know, it helps you really start to determine and go through, okay, what are the problems? Where do we start?
Yeah, and also look at your bounce rate. Your bounce rate is... when you see your bounce rate, it tells you what percentage of the people that come to your website never get past the first page and don't spend any time there. That's called your bounce rate. Some of you are going to see your bounce rate is 80-something percent or 90%, which means the people that come there, even if you have lots of unique visitors, they're going to be gone so quickly that that ultimately they don't get any, they don't engage at all, and you need to get them to engage. So bounce rate.
Yeah, and they're never coming back. We know that too.
Never coming back. And in reality, in this day and age, just let's say one more thing. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, you might find when it comes to how much money you spend, although you do need a website, realize that your Google Plus page, your YouTube channel, if it's set up properly, and your Facebook page, but those three are probably more important, because there's a greater chance people are going to go there to find out about you rather than your actual website.
And that's for another show.
There you go.
So, all right, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Al. I know we ran a little over, but this stuff is so, so, so important. Make sure to stay with us over the next few weeks because we're going to have some great guests that are going to be showing you some amazing technology tools that really kind of bring you into this century and really up to date, as well as show you how this stuff is now affordable for everyone. You know, the way we said in the beginning, I said, I think my first basic computer was $8,000, and, you know, now you could probably go buy what I had then for, you know, like $500 or $600. So with the way technology is designed, these companies that provide these programs for you to utilize as far as promotion and marketing and publicity, they really make it affordable. So we're going to have some great guests that are going to show us some great things, so make sure to stick around. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Allen to close out our show, and I'll see you back here next week.
Well, thank you, and you've been listening to Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein, and of course our host, Dr. Randy Ross. Today's episode was brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Corporate Wellness Day, taking your corporate wellness program to a new level. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins that first with the first step, excuse me. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. And The System, the official marketing program of healthcare practitioners everywhere. And the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring your live Google Hangouts, just like this one, to the desktop, iPhone, and iPad of all those people that have you in their circles. On behalf of myself, Dr. Alan Weinstein, and our host, Dr. Randy Ross, we'll look forward to next week when we will bring you another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.